you know, how did you feel, you know, say prior to November 18th coming over to the World Cup? Just what was the biggest hurdle for you maybe thinking about, okay, there's a pandemic and I'm heading over to Ruka?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know I wasn't alone with like a bunch of my teammates actually kind of really going back and forth and questioning whether this makes sense and is worth it, is worth the risk to health and also worth the like risk to mental health, kind of with the change in situation and not being able to like do the social things or do things that normally you look forward to, like going into town and being kind of isolated. So that really worried me about coming over and being a little bit worried about not having the energy to even focus on racing well with all these other factors going on that I was constantly, I guess, like all the other stressors in the world right now, kind of battling. And I think some teammates definitely felt that way, but I guess in the end, most of us decided that it is worth it, and hopefully coming over, things would be okay and we'd be in our little bubble and not have to worry so much about COVID and just focus on the races.
I mean, I imagine yesterday was like a good physical sensations and a good reminder for you that, you know, you actually do belong in this upper stratosphere of elite racers on the World Cup. You know, just kind of like, how did your day unfold yesterday, and some positive reflections on what transpired for you?
I think you're definitely right. That was that was a little bit of a surprise for me, especially coming from last year where I think I got 60 something in the sprint qualifier last year. So I was just hoping to improve from that. So qualifying was pretty amazing. But yeah, I think I just tried to focus on skiing my best, honestly. And my brother actually texted me the day before with good advice, which was to just try to think of it as a game almost and an experiment to try to get my body to move around the course as quickly as I possibly can, not to focus on other people or if I'm catching the girl ahead of me and like based off of her, but instead just do everything that I can in my power. So that was a good reminder to have right before the race, because as simple as that sounds, it's not always so easy to not compare yourself to those around you. But yeah, I was really excited to actually like feel like I was in the mix during my heat for the first time in a World Cup sprint and actually be fighting through the finish. So that was cool.
I'm curious, like, to circle back to your brother's comment about, you know, just moving with speed. I think I'm paraphrasing that. But, you know, just moving with speed around the course and focus on you and how to like move your body in a way that's like you're constantly seeking speed. How maybe did that manifest for you?
I think it actually made me think of it big picture more than just focusing on speed throughout the course, because I kind of made a conscious decision to pace it pretty conservatively in the first half and save a lot for that last big climb. And maybe like I definitely asked for extra kick and probably at the expense of a little bit slower skis, but I just trusted that that's what I needed to get up that last climb really well. But I think with the course here in Ruka, so much of your time comes from that last climb. And I knew that from last year where I kind of had faster skis and maybe a better halfway split, but really suffered on that last climb. So I tried to learn from that and change that this year. But yeah, I think that advice just kind of made me think beforehand, like, what can I do to get around that course the fastest that I can for me? And to me, that meant trusting in my pacing and trusting that I could gain some time in the last half.
Okay, so let's jump to today. And, you know, you mentioned you thought maybe your results weren't the best. I again, I'm paraphrasing, but you mentioned something like that. Why do you say that? I'm just curious, like, what were your expectations for today? And yeah, how did that race unfold for you? Yeah, and are you unsatisfied?
Yeah. I feel very neutral about it. I think there are certain races where you have a feeling where you can really dig to that next level and dig deep and find the next gear when you really need it. But today was not one of those days. But honestly, I kind of expected that. It takes me, and I think quite a few of my teammates, a couple of races and a couple of tries to really get that race feeling back and start settling into a consistent place as the season moves forward. Yeah, I think it felt unsatisfying because I didn't feel like I was able to get to that next gear where you're able to on a really good day. But I do think that I did the best with what I had, which is all I can expect. So I'm not disappointed, but I think that I could do better with another try.